Hi everyone. So I'm laying in bed and it's really comfortable. And I've been falling in and out of sleep, which is the norm. I have a hard time falling asleep and staying asleep. Especially with thoughts that continuously pop into my head. And yeah, there's some techniques and there's things that, you know, I could do to kind of turn my brain off. And sometimes they help. But right now, I just don't feel like doing any of them. I decided that I would just make a recording and discuss a little bit as to why I'm really having a hard time tonight. And it's because I crave to have someone in bed with me. And it doesn't even have to be sexual. I mean, yes, I want that. But just to have someone here holding me. Me holding them. Feel their skin, their body, all of that. Now, some of you must, you know, talk to other people online and, you get to know the person, and possibly they become a boyfriend or a girlfriend or someone you're quote unquote seeing, dating, or they're just someone that you really like, and you know you have a bond with, and you know obviously some of the discussions will lead to sexual ones. And, you know, this has happened to me. And it sucks. It should be an exciting thing, which it is, don't get me wrong. It's very exciting. And I do enjoy chatting with a person. But when it comes to more intimate conversation, it just ends up driving me wild, crazy, and just obsessed with thinking of sex with that person. And I can't, because this person is too far away. And you know, there has been talks of possibly meeting, but that's not the same. It's just you're telling me something, or I'm telling them something, and I want the real deal. The more conversations that are sexual in nature, the more my body and mind start to go wild, crazy, and just I feel like there's this pent up energy inside of me that needs to be released. And someone can just say to me, "Oh, well, masturbate." Yeah, I know that. But it's not the same. You want to be with that person, not with your hand or a toy, what have you. You want to be with that person. So I hope that I'm making myself clear and that you understand what I'm trying to say is that sexual conversation with the person that's far away makes me go nuts and just makes me want to jump through my screen and just attack him. Or I wish that, I could just snap my fingers and there he'll be right in bed with me. And, I sometimes will think about the person enough at night. And they will be part of my dream. And that's nice, but sometimes the dream doesn't end up being intimate at all. It could be strange. And, I've had lucid dreams too, which are great. But then at the same time, it's like you wake up and you're like, man, that wasn't real. I want more. So, just right now, I'm dying to have his body, just his full weight on me. I'm lying on my back right now. I just want to all of him on me. So much pressure. Skin to skin. Smell. His cologne. His real smell. Pheromones. Look into his eyes, his face, just touch his face, touch everything on his face, his forehead, his temples, his nose, have his eyelids close for a little bit so I can just slowly sweep my thumb over the delicate skin. And to cup his cheeks while looking at him, to grab his jaw, and to take my fingers and to line his lips with them. So bad. But then I want to take my tongue and line his lips that way. And then part his mouth with my tongue. just enter his mouth. Finally feel his lips on mine. Oh my God. So we can finally make out. To taste what he tastes like. His tongue exploring my mouth and mine doing the same. Our teeth bumping into each other because we're so excited, and it's just, you know, the kiss is getting more passionate and faster. Wet. And he knows about the spitting, and he has me open my mouth, and he slowly lets the spit drop in. And then, of course, I do the same to him a few times, and there will be more opportunities later to do that too. And I also get to suck on his lips, bite them, and moan. And whisper in his ear, "I'm so happy you're here. God, I wanted you. Not even wanted. It's a need. It's a need." To take my fingers and to just play with his hair, to massage. God, I want to feel how good his hair feels in my fingers. To just keep giving nice tugs. And I want him to do the same to me. To mention that, you know, how bad I want this person, the physiological, you know, effects that happen. Obviously, you know, I get super turned on, like, soaked in a second. And then there's like this tugging in my pelvis. It's an actual tug. It's almost painful because you're yearning and aching for that person so bad. And you feel it. You just feel like there's this energy that's like tugging and pulling and wanting your body to instantaneously connect with the other. This happens frequently for me, especially when I'm really desperate. I just want that pain to stop and to have that connection, that body connected to mine, pressed together, grinding, fucking. Oh, and I just know it will all dissipate. And I know some of people, you know, listening may think, well, why don't you just go out and get some? Because I'm not like that. You know, I have thoughts of like, oh, you know, I'm just going to go out there and get laid. I'm going to go have a good time. But I can't. It's just, it's not me. Perhaps, you know, if I went out with friends and, you know, we're at the bar or at some sort of event, whether it's like a museum exhibition, something, you know, you can meet and talk to somebody. And I know how I get after a couple of drinks, you know, I start talking even more and, you know, I can flirt and I do get excitement and I do get horny and who knows, possibly, you know, something can happen that way, but really, I don't want it to be with one of those people, to be honest. It's not the same. It's the connection that I want to have is with the person that I've been communicating with. So, yeah, I want his full weight on me. I mentioned just lots of kissing, lots of hair pulling and tugging, touching everywhere. I would be touching his whole face. I would be running my fingers up and down his back, shoulders, his arms. Oh, his arms. Wanna feel, the veins and muscle structures and to feel his hands and mine and to kiss each part of his hands and fingers, his forearms, licking and dragging my lips up and down, and to just continuously inhale him too. I know that might be weird, but I don't care. Smell is so important. It also really binds you with the other person, really connects you. I wanna lay him back on his stomach first, just so that I can prop myself right on top of his ass. And, you know, I would give him a massage, and I would also just rub myself all over him. Literally, my body would just be rubbing over his. We can use coconut oil, some essential oil, lotion, nothing. It could be sweaty, so there wouldn't be as much friction. And again, I would play with his hair. I would touch his neck and squeeze, running my fingers over his shoulders and his back. And just making him feel at home, making him feel good, how appreciative I am of him. And my mouth would be following too. My mouth would be trailing all over him. Even nibbles and bites, because I know he wouldn't mind. I know he wouldn't mind me kind of sinking my teeth into his neck. Maybe marking him up a little bit. Some hickeys. And possibly doing some on his back. I just love doing that. I love sucking on skin and nibbling and biting and, you know, I do my nice scratches. Sometimes I like to scratch a little harder, but that's usually when, intercourse is taking place. And then I'll also be massaging his ass, just squeezing, and then I'll also bring my mouth to it and bite and lick and suck too, and go all the way down his thighs, which are thick, meaty. I want to bite and I want to suck. I want to lick and kiss those two. I want to spend a lot of time going down his legs to his feet. Love to massage his feet. Love giving foot rubs. I love massaging and rubbing in general. But I would love, love, love to just pay attention to his feet for a while. His soles, his arches. Put my fingers in between his toes to stretch and just to make him feel good. And then I would also like to suck his toes too. He'd let me. I'd suck each toe into my mouth as I'm massaging the rest of his foot. Then what I would want to do is just take my whole entire body, place myself right on top of him and just move, basically massaging his body with my own. I'd be basically just grinding and humping into him I play with his hair and while I kiss him all over. I could totally get myself off this way by just rubbing against his ass or his thigh. And I would just be making wet marks everywhere. I'd whisper in his ear and so he would. But he has another plan. He wants to go down on me, and I say, you know what? How about do it for each other. So I'm a little impatient here, but I know it'll feel good for both of us because I really just want his cock in me. Oh God, so bad. So I sit on his face. Hear him and feel him breathing me in, and that turns me on so fucking much. And he can feel my wetness pouring already on his face. on his lips, and he would take his face and just mash it into me and just smear it. Oh, fuck. And then I would lean over and I would gather lots of spit and then let it dribble all over his cock. And I would start with strokes. Long, firm, hard strokes. Squeezing tightly. While the other hand is caressing his balls. I also feel confident and a little teasy. So what I'm going to do is while I put my mouth over his cock, slowly, 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 my hands that were playing with his balls will move towards his ass. And what I'll do is I won't be intrusive. I will just play around his hole. I think he'd like that very much. Because I'm imagining and envisioning him moaning and begging for more, begging for more. As I take him into my mouth and suck hard, get it nice and wet, continuously snap and pop out of my mouth so I can all this spit dribbling all over his cock. And I would just like lick the sides, the outside of it, the inside, and take the spittle and twirl it around his head. And also jerk him off while my mouth goes back on him. He's fucking my pussy with his mouth and his tongue is deep inside my hole. And as I'm swirling my finger around his hole, there's so much spit going in that area. I gather some of my finger. Slowly enter him. Slowly. And he lets me. And his moans just get louder and louder and louder. And I love it. I love feeling how tight he is around my finger as I'm sucking him off. And he takes the lead and does the same to me as I am a soaked mess. And he gathers it. But instead of using one finger, he decides that he's going to use two. And he enters me that way. And between his fingers and my ass, and his tongue and my pussy, and just rocking and rocking. And him pushing up against my mouth and his moans, I know that were gonna come very soon. And we don't wanna come this way. So we stop. We stop really quick. We stop. We really didn't want to, but we stop. And because I'm greedy and I want to feel his weight all over me again, I pull him back on top of me. And we make out. Oh. And I take his ass and I push him into me as I'm lifting my hips up. And he's in me, no problem. And this is what I've been wanting for so fucking bad and so long. And I wrap my legs around him, teasing him with my feet. My souls, because I know he likes this, and there will be other opportunities in which there will be more involvement with my feet, but for now, this is what he gets. And we are fucking, and it just gets harder and harder. Faster, and he is so deep in me. He's so deep, oh my god. And I'm pulsing and clenching his cock. And I can feel his twitching. And I can feel it's getting ready. His cock is getting ready. Burst, and my pussy is getting ready to burst, and we're kissing, but hardly can even do that because it's just difficult. We're practically breathing into each other's mouths, which is really hot, by the way, and we keep moving faster now, so fast and slam bodies, pounding. And then it happens. We come and we just lie there in our ecstasy, so high from what just happened. So high. And he knows me so well. I don't want him to get off me. I tell him that. I'm like, you don't have to, just stay. No. He pulls out and he goes down on me and he makes sure to gather all our cum. And there's a lot of it. A lot of it. But I'm excited. You know, his tongue is inside me, and it's just moving, swirling around to gather what he can. And it feels so good. It feels like I can just orgasm all over again. But no. I pull at his hair, and I bring him up to me. And he tells me to open my mouth. Just pours all of our cum into my mouth. And then he puts his lips on mine. Our tongues begin to swirl and we pass it around. Oh, it tastes so good. So delicious. Such a beautiful thing that we both produced ourselves from our excitement, from our feelings for each other. From that moment. And we just keep doing this until there's no more. It's gone. And then I would just have us face each other with our arms holding on and our legs wrapped. I would stare at your eyes some more and tell you how happy I am that you're finally here and how bad I wanted this. I just keep thinking and kissing this whole face and touching. And tell him I don't want him to go. For him just to stay with me as long as he possibly can. I kiss his lips. And then we say goodnight.